Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If there was any remaining questions about whether Netflix is driving the entertainment industry over the past few years, this year's Golden Globe nomination seems to settle that. Netflix productions garnered 34 nominations across the movie and television categories this year. Hollywood is officially a streaming town.
There were also, as there always are, several notable absences among the Golden Globe nods this year. Daniel Feinberg, critic at The Hollywood Reporter. So let's start with the complaints, and then we'll move on to some of what we're seeing. But chief among them is that some of this seems to be a little too male-dominated this year.
And I feel like that's a problem that we have every year. But yes, once again, you look at the five directors nominated on the motion picture side, and they are, again, five men. And so once again, we're leaving out people like Greta Gerwig, whose adaptation of Little Women was nearly left out entirely. You could have had Lulu Wang for The Farewell, which was nominated for a few awards, but she was not nominated for director, etc. So it is a thing that we have to keep talking about every year, and this year it just happens that there were actually more great films directed by women than ever before, and they still didn't get recognized.
How big of a surprise was it to you that Robert De Niro didn't get a Best Actor or not?
It was definitely a surprise, given all of the factors around it, given that you had Joe Pesci and Al Pacino and Martin Scorsese and Steve Zaillian. It was nominated for Best Picture. You had Netflix's general domination. And here's this movie where Robert De Niro is unquestionably the featured star for 3.5 solid hours, and he was left out. And it's hard to know what sense to make of that, given that he is, as you may have heard, a pretty big deal in this town.
I mean, heard of him, yeah.
Right. The film still had a big morning, though. The Irishman, well, in totality.
I do not think that anyone will be worried about how The Irishman performed, especially given all of the narrative around that movie for the past few weeks, both when it was in theaters and now on Netflix. But still, you figure you're doing this huge Robert De Niro reunites with Martin Scorsese movie. You figure they're all going to get the nominations, and instead he did not. But Netflix would want me to emphasize he is a producer on the movie, so he was kind of nominated, but it's not the same thing.
All right. Any more misses before we move on to the clap your hands because everybody got nods category?
I think there are lots of things where, if you wanted to, you could be annoyed by them. I think Netflix had a great day, but When They See Us, Ava DuVernay's wonderful miniseries, got zero nominations entirely. To me, that was probably the biggest snub. And then, as we say on the TV side every year, why do the broadcast networks bother coming out? Zero nominations for the five broadcast networks on the TV side. Remarkable, total shutout, kind of ridiculous.
How much will this year's Golden Globes preview what we see in the Oscars, or will it?
I think it always is a kind of bellwether, but it's part of this ridiculously long season that now goes for 3 months, and it's all of the little critics groups. They give their awards, and the Globes give their awards, and the Guilds give their awards. So it's amazing that by the time we finally get to the Oscars each year, it's not necessarily wholly preordained, but you always have a really good sense of what's going to win, and I suspect it will be similar this year.
Okay, so TV, you said the old big broadcast networks did not fare well at all. Is it Netflix or is it HBO, or do we have another tie?
It is Netflix by a hair, I believe 17-15 for Netflix, but HBO had a very, very good day. Lots of nominations for Succession, lots of nominations for Barry, lots of scattered nominations in various acting categories. Probably you could point to some things where maybe they didn't do as well as they would have liked to. Like, for example, a little show called Game of Thrones, which received only one nomination. So that was a minor surprise. And that's almost the difference between HBO and Netflix in terms of overall nomination count, is the near shutout for Game of Thrones.
Was there a biggest surprise for you this year?
Honestly, Game of Thrones might have been it, is that Kit Harington is the only nominee for this show that has always been a favorite of all of the awards groups. It won the Emmy for drama series back in September. I'm astounded not to see it in the drama series category. But, you know, it's been off the air for a few months and out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, how so soon we point. Forget, right? And then if you didn't like the season anyways, then maybe you would want to forget.
So maybe they just had more discretion than other groups did.
I saw you tweeting, I think, last night, right, before this all got started, saying, why do they still do this at 5 in the morning?
And the thing is, I know the answer. The answer is because 25 years ago, the morning shows were really, really important. That was how you got news out. And 25 years ago, you got news out on newspapers. So you had to make sure that the deadlines and the reporters had things early in the day so that you could make a newspaper deadline. There is no excuse in 2019 to have the city of Los Angeles up at 5 a.m. or 3:30 if people had to actually go to the event.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Oh, God, it is definitely a relic of a past age.
Daniel Feinberg, critic at The Hollywood Reporter.